Last night, something interesting happened as we entered the stadium, Tiff. Mike and I had to give Mike some stuff for the pregame show. So we walk in together, and we're walking in, and Mike, jump in any point this story. And there's kind of a scrum at the security where there's a holdup.
Okay.
Like, there's this huddle of people. You know, that's called a little scrum. And we finally kind of...
Credentials are being checked.
Yeah.
People are being eyeballed. It's that kind of thing.
We work our way through it. And I go, freaking Joey Chestnut there holding up the line. And Mike's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Why do you say that? And I go, it's Joey Chestnut.
Tiff will know exactly what I'm talking about when I say this, because she does it from time to time. You ever think about something and somebody says something, it doesn't register you right in the moment, and then you go, wait, what? Like, I was thinking about something Bo had said a minute ago, and I'm kind of looking off, and I'm looking, like, at the wall of the bends, and I hear him say Joey Chestnut's holding the line. At that point, I think he's just, you know, calling somebody. Maybe somebody was holding a hot dog or something, and he's just calling somebody
Didn't
Joey
register.
Chestnut. Right. And then there he was.
Does he have ties to the
actual person?
No, he was there for, I believe he was brought in.
Oh, hot dog night.
Yeah,
because of the hot dog, for the free hot dogs. And so he's got his belt and everything. I got a buddy who's oddly obsessed with Joey Chestnut. It's a weird thing to be obsessed with. And the other thing is this guy's daughter is also obsessed with Taylor Swift. And I don't know if she was or wasn't in the building. I heard she was there or going to be there. Never saw her. Sunday Night Football never panned to her, which is odd because they can't find a moment to not show her on the camera. But I text somebody, I go, how crazy is it that it's, the person you obsess over and the person your daughter obsesses over in the building at the same night, the same time.
Joey Chestnut.
In the same city.
And possibly Taylor Swift, if she was there or not, would be in the same building at the same time.
Joey Chestnut.
Stars aligned.
Was so impressive last night. In his deal, where
he, more impressive than eating 83 hot dogs like he did.
What they did is they showed him, and I don't know, the twin quarter or timeouts or whatever, and he's, you know, it's very famous, the Mercedes-Benz, $20 worth of Mercedes-Benz food. It's six hot dogs, a slice of pizza, and a beer for $20 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So he had a minute and a half on the clock to see if he could mow this thing down. And he did it with time to spare, and the beer went down, I'm not kidding you, in about 2.5 seconds. It was one of the more incredible things I've ever seen. He mows through it, does it. It's impressive. And I was like, there he is, man. Joey Chestnut on hot dog night, on Arthur Blank night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Has there ever been a hot dog eating contest, like scandal? Like, is there, I know you probably don't, there's probably no doping in that sport, but like, has someone had a throat surgery or something?
That's
like
not
that?
Such a good question.
I just was wondering.
That's
like, is
such
there
a good question.
Do
I don't know.
To...
I was like, how would you cheat? And then you said that. I was like, wow, you know what?
I don't
what?
Know if it's possible. It's,
you probably could.
The scandals are more about beefs between the hot dog eating.
Yes, I do understand with the latest stuff that happened.
But the fact that he chugged a full beer with pizza still in his mouth was extremely impressive.
Unbelievable.
He had a piece of pie, as I would call it, and then a full beer. That was pretty impressive. He was much more impressive chugging than the other guy, the people in the stadium that they tried to do on camera with the chugging.
He also showed up with pineapple socks on, which I thought was interesting. You know, we're in the security line. I look down. I'm like, that is Joey Chestnut. He's got his title belt, like, right there on his shoulder. And I look down, and his socks, he's got pineapples on them. And I was like, well, that's an interesting look for Joey Chestnut.
He also had the jersey. The Falcons jersey was 83, and it was for the hot dog number he ate to beat Kobayashi.